discussion and possible action on authorization to solicit contract for retirement plan advisory services. John?
Madam Chair, this is an action item or a potential action item. As you all know, our prior retirement plan advisor, John Kickett, was with RBC, Royal Bank of Canada. He changed organizations, went to work for a company called Cap Trust. That contract was terminated as a result because RBC no longer had the people to do that. So we do not have an advisor anymore at this point. And so this is a potential approach that, for your all's consideration. If you want to continue to or go retain an advisor again to go back out and put an RFP out on the street and solicit proposals like we did about a year and a half ago when RBC was selected. So just a suggestion to y'all, if you consider that the pension advisory is a worthwhile benefit to have someone that does that. Since we've now, of course, what they did was they came in, one of the first things they did was to look at our investment policy. We revised it, we broadened, diversified our investment things and stuff like that. And then, of course, began the process of monitoring those. And we talked about, we hit upon this today. We have part of the group here today, but it would make a lot of sense to have a holistic type of review. And then the other things I know that they were planning to do would be to review all of our trust agreements and what we're doing there and everything also. This would
in that regard, John, where are we on the vesture of the employee contribution, 401, I can't say
the defined contribution piece?
Yeah,
we retained the attorney that we met last week, and she's working on it. I don't know if there's any update. It's been
Very close. She has them split. We need to go back and review it, and she anticipates bringing that to the October meeting.
Okay.
And for your review before submitting it to the IRS. Yes.
One of the things that I didn't do this when may have been appropriate to do it during the presentation by the BlackRock. I have two documents. I'll be happy to make them available to you. It's a single page document. One is for the Harbor International, one is the Royce Premier, that shows their performance for the quarter ending 6/30. They would normally again be presented by an advisor and stuff, but we don't have one. John Pickett had run this for us, had just offered to run this for us just so that we can sort of see what it was. And I'll be happy to hand that out because y'all can have that and look at that. But I got that relayed. I got to do it earlier, but we got to go back.
Hasn't that been a problem with Don Pickett in the past, getting the report just a little bit past the time that would be appropriate for posting on the agenda?
His reporting was as of the 6/30 quarter. As you'll notice, the BlackRock, what Soldier reported, was really the month before that. So he was waiting to try to get that. Yes, that was always pushing the time frame as far as getting the information. Mm-hmm. Primarily, I think some of the comparative information, because they not only get the performance, I think the performance of particular funds are available daily, as everybody knows. But as far as doing the benchmarking and comparing to peer groups and all that stuff, I think that's what takes a little bit longer to get it together. But
John, a good advisor can give you that information daily. I mean, and for that reason, I'm strongly in favor of having an advisor.
And I think that's absolutely something that can and should be discussed with potential advisors. That very thing, the timing of it, what they can provide, what the timing of that is, if we bring in another group of people to talk to. I think that's very important. In any case, if that's
okay,
we can discuss what we like, or that's what you want.
Any discussion?
Do you have people in mind? Have you identified some to go to, or?
We put out the RFP about a year and a half ago. We go back. We sort of have the scope already written. It wouldn't change very much. We put it back out on the streets, I would guess. We'll probably get some of the same cast of characters that we got in that time. We had about 10 or so people that responded. Maybe a little different, I don't know. We internally had a group we set up. We shortlisted those 10 down to, I think, 3. And we interviewed, you all interviewed 3 and came in. I would anticipate the same approach if that's what you all would like to do. We'll do whatever you want to do, but probably that's the most efficient way to do it. and we bring that in, and we maybe we'll be able to have that by October. And, or we'll have to see. We may have to hold a special meeting for that or something. We'll see. But we'll figure out the timing how quickly we can get that done. But
and that's the general process whenever you're contracting with
yes,
people.
Absolutely.
So
yes,
that
ma'am.
Would
yes.
be appropriate.
To do that. Yeah. And get that. But if, that would be the approach I would recommend. I think we should move forward if that's acceptable.
Any questions?
Suggestions? Okay, John, would you like to read the...
Be it resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to solicit proposals for retirement plan advisory services and to deliver to the Retirement Committee a recommended shortlist of no fewer than 3 firms for interview by the Retirement Committee.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Or do we need a roll call?
Roll call.
Okay. Well, we got a motion.
Wait, we have a second.
Second.
Okay. Did we get a motion, Leroy?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I thought you did. Okay. Roll call.
Roll call. Chairman Wilborn?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
So the resolution passed. And on the timing, just what does that RFP have? How long does that have to be out there?
We'll probably put it out. It'll be out on the streets for a few weeks, probably 2 or 3 weeks. It's probably a reasonable time for that time to stop the RFP instead of it will get back in.
Do we need to talk about the contribution? The shortfall?
The required contribution.
Yeah.
The $222,000 was recommended by the actuary is in the budget, as you'll hear about.
Okay.
But it's put into the budget for next year. I think y'all made a great point that the whole concept of that needs to be looked at is our targeted rate of return still appropriate, and should we contribute more, or should we take a more aggressive stance about that? And I think that's something, and I would anticipate that's something where an advisor would certainly be beneficial in helping to direct that analysis.
Okay.
All of the understanding issue.
Thank you.